T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A13 WC Shows look forward to our Monday visit with Jill Schlesinger from CBS Television, and you hear her on the radio as well, and read her blog called JillOnMoney.com. Good morning, good neighbor.
Good morning.
Best commencement speech ever. Wow, how about Morehouse College?
This guy is amazing. So I'm sure you've been talking about it all morning, but this is the guy who basically said to the graduating class of 2019 of Morehouse, "Hey, I got a good way to kickstart your real life. I'm going to pay off everyone's student loans." It's a $40 million gift. $40 million. Mm. You got to have a lot of money to give away $40 million in a speech. I'm sure they thought about it, but come on. Wow.
Do you remember any of your commencement speeches?
Huh?
This is one that will never be forgotten.
I wish they had. I mean, there were some pictures, you know, iPhone video of the graduates. I wish they panned to the parents and grandparents. I feel like that would have been, I mean, probably ecstasy is not or just sheer joy is not strong enough to consider.
Let's talk about college funding as long as we're on the subject.
Why not? It is the season. And if you didn't go to Morehouse College, you got a good shot that you're going to be paying off some student loan debts. So 70% of the class of 2019 will graduate with some debt. And you know, look, there's a lot of estimates, anywhere from as low as an average of $20,000 to up to $35,000. Let's call it $30,000 to $35,000 of average student loan debt outstanding for the new grads. And, you know, what's fascinating to me is that a lot of people will think, okay, I graduate from college, I got a good job, I'm just going to pay that minimum amount. No, we have to encourage our kids to really jump on these loans because, by the way, the interest rates are not cheap. These are not, you know, 2 and 3% loans anymore. Oftentimes, they're 5, 6, 7% loans, and we want to get those paid off as quickly as possible.
So as we think about that, you just got to, what do you, track the money and figure out what's going on with the way you're spending?
Yeah, I know. That's really the boring advice, but it works, which is for any one of us, figure out how much money is coming in and what is going out, right? It doesn't take that much to do this anymore. These are apps that make your life easy. Some of them come from your bank. Some of them are paid apps, but there are tons of free ones. There's Mint and there's Clarity Money. And all of these apps are basically trying to help you understand what's coming in, what's going out. And with that information, you can then say, oh, now what I can do is actually take a little bit more money and pay extra on that student loan debt, on that higher interest debt. Or maybe if I've got all of my debt under control and maybe if I graduate, maybe I'm a Morehouse graduate, I don't have debt anymore. Well, now I can put some money and put it in my emergency reserve fund. Now I can take some of that money and put it in my retirement account. All of these are incredibly important goals, and it can be overwhelming when you first graduate. So parents and grandparents, help them out. Help them get a little bit more focused on what they should be concentrating on.
Well, I'm going to key in what you just said because you've taught me well that parents and grandparents should talk to the kids, but we should not necessarily help pay off their debt, right?
Well, I mean, if you're the guy who's giving the commencement speech and you can write $40 million checks, that's fine. But most American families are not in that space. What they are really looking at is saying, hey, what do I need to do to get my own retirement plan set? Mm-hmm. What can I do? Because to me, when we start talking about helping our kids out, what will often happen is I hear from parents who are shortchanging their own financial security, and you just can't afford to do that. There's a recent survey that came out, and it was half of adults are foregoing retirement contributions because they're helping out their kids. That's not good because you know what? It's really expensive to have to go to your kid later in life and say, oh, you know, I'm glad I helped pay off your debt. Unfortunately, now I can't retire, so can you help me out? What a horrible conversation to have.
And then wherever they're going to live, obviously, take a look at that lease.
Oh, that was a bitter surprise for a friend of mine. Looked at his daughter's lease and it had an escalation clause, meaning that like the rent went up by a lot. Mm. But then he realized, well, you know, this is crazy. You know, if I have to have her move out, and it was not expensive rent, but it was just that the first year was really cheap. And then the second year it went up much more dramatically. And the second year was like, oh, do I pay that? Do I have to pay to move again? And so all those questions are better dealt with up front rather than after the fact.
The other thing I worry about too, Jill, as a parent is, when they get out of college, pay your bills on time.
Oh, my gosh. There is nothing that will destroy your credit score more quickly than messing around with your bill payments. So get those bills paid. And again, same thing, your college loan. It's an installment loan that will help establish your credit history. Make sure that gets paid automatically. You can set up automatic payments, at least for the minimum amount. And then once you do your cash flow and you can see how much more you can afford, bump up the amount of money. But make it all automatic. Don't miss a payment. It really does hurt you. And of course, we want to encourage all of our graduates to check their credit reports. Go to annualcreditreport.com. Correct any errors on that. Boy, that's a shock when you find that there was a problem on your credit report from when you were 22 when you go buy your first house and you're 32.
Yeah, it's amazing how often it happens. Hey, JillOnMoney.com this week is really a great blog. Parents, grandparents, and students, make sure you get it ASAP. Jill, I look forward to seeing you on TV sometime this week, I'm guessing.
Hey, how about tomorrow? Every Tuesday now on CBS, the brand new CBS This Morning, just launched this morning. And we're going to have a special Eye on Money segment every Tuesday morning.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, it's cool.
All right. Do you want me to come and host it for you or not?
Why not?
Okay.
Got to run.
See ya. She's Take Jill care. Schlesinger here on WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.